Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
This is TwoBlackSheepRadio.com with Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson. We're being a black sheep. It's a good thing. You never know what they're going to say.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners and to my special friend, my co-host, Mr. Bob Granger, who is hopefully just sitting back tonight enjoying the time with his family. But don't be disappointed, because I think what you're going to find is that we're going to have even more fun. And if he is listening, I'm sure he's looking, saying, how can I break into this thing so I can talk? Well, I'm not sure, Bob. Maybe I'll let you come on if you're a little bit more relaxed than you were early this morning when you tried to call me. What time was that, Bob? 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning? Oh, boy, oh, boy. But I've gotten used to that, so of course I didn't answer. But listen, we're going to do some fun things tonight. The first thing I want to do, though, is remember that this is about Thanksgiving. It's also about having a lot of fun. So we're going to start off with one of the clips we did in our show last year, which I think sort of sets the tone for tonight, and I know you'll enjoy it.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey.
Oh, I love you.
Sweet turkey, course it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat. So good. My big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap.
Now, you got to love Adam Sandler, because he sure knows how to have fun and make money in the process. Isn't that what all of us are trying to do? And with all the movies he's done, you know, I can almost see Bob in one of the movies. Maybe probably Waterboy would probably be the best one for him. Maybe Big Daddy, you know, maybe one of those. Couldn't you see him in those roles? Okay. Now, I'm going to have a lot of fun, as you can tell, because I know that he is listening and he can't respond yet. Isn't that great? I mean, I know the tables are going to be turned, because in a few weeks I'm going to be on a cruise and I'm not going to be on the show. So he's going to be on it either with clips of myself, or he's going to be on there with Charlie Melster or Tom and Annie. It should be a fun one. But let's go back again. Now, a year ago, we were talking about things that we were thankful for. And when Bob and I replayed this clip this morning, we love this part. So listen up for just a second, because I think it is fun that it is Thanksgiving. And, you know, everybody, I noticed up on Facebook, everybody's posting all sorts of things up there they're thankful for. And you know me, I always like to, like, dig deeper. Like when I talk to some people about what their why is, you know, I tell everybody, I said, you know, if you're really thankful for things, really, you need to share it. But you need to share it more than one day out of the year. And I believe strongly, you know, I mean, I'll give you a couple ones that are really near and dear to me. I am really thankful that I've got so many great friends out there that have helped me through this last year. Because, you know, I can't imagine some of the people I met in the hospital realizing they had no support network, or it's very limited. You know, mine is based up on people like not only just the industry, but people I've known forever. And I guess it makes you realize that you have to get better so you can give back to other people. And I'm thankful maybe for that. That sort of opened that up in my eyes a little bit more. You always talk about the couple things that change who you are as a person. And, you know, mine, I have two major moments. And this is one, I think I shared on a video a few years ago. But
I mean, a big move for me is, you know, heaven help anyone that has to go through a divorce. You know, mine's been almost 20 years now. I talk about being 20 years successfully divorced, and I've had some people say, what do you mean? That sounds horrible. And I said, why? Would it be better if I said I was miserably divorced? I said, you know, my ex and I, we sort of worked our way through that. But the day that happened to me is when my two daughters, my ex, decided to move back to Rochester. We live in Richmond, Virginia, which I love. We had a beautiful brand new home we built, incredible friends. And she decided she had to go back up there for her own support network. And, you know, me, you know, the good old, I was raised tough kid. You know how it is, Bob, the old fashioned way, right? The belt. Go get me the belt. Yep. Oh, I don't think so, Dad. Go get me the belt. Okay. You know what that's going to mean, right? But I decided that they could move back up there and I would be okay with it. Because I'd, you know, I'd be super dad. I'd fly in there all the time. I'd take them on great vacation. We'd have a great time. And instead what happened is the two of them are in the back window of the car as they're driving out, and tears are rolling down their face. I mean, they were like 10 and 7. And, man, I tell you, I just found there's just a part of me that just dropped out of nowhere. It just was gone. And that was bad enough. Then I go into this beautiful house that was now empty. And I knew I wasn't going to move back in there because I didn't want to. And so I go up there and I go up to Jamie's room at that time. And I go up there and, of course, it's empty. But then I look on the floor and sprawled out in paper towels where she'd rolled them all out. And it just said, we'll miss you, Daddy, Jamie and Jody. And that was it, man. You know, it changed everything about who I am and what I do. And it was at that minute that I decided I wasn't going to do anything that wasn't a good example for my kids. And I believe I've lived true to that. But, man, I tell you, that's – so, I mean, I'm thankful, actually, that that even occurred because I was a wild man back then. I mean, it's a real – I had a great time. I traveled over the world. I made a lot of money, you know. And again, sometimes you do stupid stuff. You know, I didn't do some of the stupid stuff like you do, Bob, but I did other stupid things. And I'm sort of glad that sort of, you know, put my feet back on the ground and my kids became my anchor. And, you know, I'm thankful for that. So how's that for a good story, Bob? That still brings tears to my eyes.
I love that story. You know, and, you know, this is the time of being, you know, thinking about being thankful, you know. I have so many things to being thankful for. You know, a lot of times you're just talking about your support network, Dave. I think about MLM. You know, and direct selling and that, and the exposure you get to people. I mean, even a million years ago when I was very young and tried Amway, and I met many people there, and one of them was Pastor Rex Baker. And I've known him now for years. Most wonderful man, you know. I mean, he's in the top four or five people I've ever met in my entire life, that kind of a man, you know. And he's just a terrific person. I would have never known if it wasn't for MLM. Just like I had the pleasure of having lunch just this past week with Dwayne Scott. He's, in the business with me and just a wonderful man. I respect him so much. He's got 17 grandchildren, and I don't know any family unit that's as strong as he and Andrea's family. They have a huge compound where all of their kids have, you know, houses within this, you know, 100-acre track or whatever it is, you know, and they're just so tight. And we had lunch, and I had the pleasure of having lunch with he and Cal Walker and Pastor Renee, and we just had a great time. And Dwayne and I, ahead of time, before they showed up, he and Andrea go to India, you know, for usually a month or two in the winter. They love India. They love Hindus. They love the Hindus, you know, because of the kind of people. But he said, Bob, you have no idea. He said the poorest of the poor in this country would be more wealthy than the majority of people, the Hindus in India, because they're born into a class of people. There's seven different classes. I can't remember what he explained, but once you're born into that class, you are there forever. I mean, you cannot marry out of it. You can't get into it. I mean, in the bottom classes, you're not even allowed to get a job. I mean, the top classes are great if you're born there, but he explained this to me, you know, and it was unbelievable, you know, talking to him about the passion he had for the Hindu people, you know, and how wonderful. And last year, Andrea had bought a camel for the family that she got to know out there. Now this is a guy, the father of this family, and I'm not sure exactly what class he fell into, but he worked very, very hard, Dwayne said, for $2 a day. $2 a day. And so when Andrea bought the camel for him as a gesture, because she really liked the family, this put him into a position that he could do desert tours. And it changed their complete life. They changed their life, you know. And
funny how that works.
Yeah. And it was, it's so great, you know. And so you think about being thankful and the fact that, you know, that we're here, we're born in this country compared to so many other countries. There's so many things to be happy and thankful about that people lose track of. You know, every family has their own trials and tribulations. Everyone does. And everyone has their difficulties. But other than real, real bad health issues, you know, people have to rally back around that. In fact, when we get to it in my alphabet today, you know, I'll kind of go over that in more detail just because it's a great holiday time. This Thanksgiving is a wonderful time of the year.
And, you know, Bob is so right. It is a wonderful time of the year because it gives you a chance to reflect back on what's happened over the last year. I know that my thank level keeps going up higher and higher, partly because I'm starting to feel healthy again, partly because I'm embracing and spending more time with a lot of great friends. I'm down in Charlotte right now, and, you know, it's great knowing that, you know, earlier today we had Thanksgiving together. You know, it's fun seeing my grandkids out there running out in the backyard, and I took my grandson to swing a golf club a few times today in the golf course, and he had a blast with that, and then we went out to the batting range, and, of course, he loves to hit balls all night long. He'd keep doing that for 200, you know, pitches if I could manage it, but I can't. And then, you know, Mia was singing, and she's just happy and bouncing around like a little hippie child. It's just a wonderful night. And then true to form, you know, Bob, last year he started doing his ABCs, and this is his one from 1 year ago. It says, and upon listening to him, I find that I learn more each time I listen. So here is his ABCs. I'm not going to do his Lone Granger segment, but just pretend it was like, Hi-O Silver, here comes the Lone Granger. How's that? That's not a bad entryway. So here's Bob.
Well, here we are again, back at the ABCs to that success drive up the ladder. You know, we're on our fourth letter. You know, we started out with A as an attitude, and the next letter was B for believe. Then I went into a little quote, and that was, you know, like consider things. C was consider things from every angle. Now, I could have stayed with the quote, you know, side of the equation, because I kind of, like, think about this stuff and decide which direction to go. I mean, it could have gone, like, don't give up and don't give in. I could have done something like that for D. Or I could have gone with delivery, you know, I didn't choose delivery, but delivery is interesting because, you know, you ever have people that are close to you say something and the delivery just isn't that great, you know, like maybe it's a little bit curt when it didn't have to be curt, you know, but anyway, so delivery was one I considered, but then I started thinking about determination. I like determination, you know, and I sent out a quote, you know, to my team the other day, and the quote was like, why is it that human beings, you know, and we're the most intelligent life form on earth, you know, why do we not always strive to achieve our maximum potential? You know, I mean, we've been given the freedom of choice. You know, think about that. We've been given that freedom of choice. You know, why do we often choose to do less than we can, than we're able to? You know, why is that? Is it because of a lack of determination? I mean, determination basically is, you know, it's finding out an exact conclusion, you know, or an exact amount. Or it's a great decision or firmness of carrying out a purpose, you know, fixed direction. You know, that's what determination is. Determination is deciding. It's deciding to be able to fulfill your own potential. I mean, we've all been given a certain potential. And some have been blessed a little bit more than others, but that's just the way life is. We don't have a choice in that. The only choice that we have is in life with humans, so much can be learned. And so much can be learned. And once you understand that and you determine that that's your course, there is nothing that will ever get in your way. And that's one of the things I like about the tools we have in this in our own country. We've been blessed with these tools for all of us, whether it's being able to get out there and get up in the morning and go and do your own thing, whatever it is. You just have to be determined. You have to be determined and decide, make that decision to move forward and do the best that you can with every day. And when you become determined like that, and when you're moving forward like that, I'm telling you, you are going to so positively affect so many people's lives around you, including your immediate family. Determine that you're going to be the best person that you possibly can. And that's my alphabet today. That's the D of climbing up, you know, in your vision for your dream. That's that success ladder. It's slow and tedious on the way up, but is it worth it? Well,
you know
when we get there.
Yeah, I just determined that one was Dave approved. Okay, I determined that. See, I paid attention.
Good.
So listen, I love that. You know, and we keep talking about my little segment that I'm going to do, and we're going to call it My Brain Hurts. And, you know, I keep thinking about it, and then my brain starts hurting until I stop. You know, or like today, I was going to do it this morning. I've got to do it with a real clear head. But, you know, it is fun when you get a chance to share sort of what's inside your brain and your head and your way of thinking. Because I know with a lot of people, my favorite saying, and you hear, how many times you heard me say this, Bob, and I say it to you all the time, I said, I don't reward bad behavior, you know. And
yep.
I've said that to Bob a few times where he said, well, why don't you? I said, Bob, he goes, yeah, I know, you don't reward bad behavior. And I said, exactly. And that's why, you know, I have – even on Facebook, everybody knows, you listen, I'll swear with the best of them occasionally, but I always do it in private. It's not something I do publicly. And it's really interesting because everybody knows who's one of my Facebook friends know that I have a one-strike policy on Facebook. And if somebody posts there something that's just completely out of context, I mean, you know, if they go ahead and they post something from somebody else or they share something, I don't necessarily like it, but it's okay. But when they themselves just start dropping F-bombs or something in this public forum, I defriend them. They're gone. And what's funny is out of all the posts I do out there, the minute I tell someone, I never say their last name, but I say, you know, so on, you're gone. My one-strike rule in effect. I might get 150 likes from people that follow me right away. So, you know, they everybody feels this way. And I always say, well, then act on it. You know, and you know what makes my brain hurt more than anything is negativity. You know, it just drives me absolutely crazy when I get people that, and even whether it be an ambit, or I remember even the Excel days where people were making decent money. Yeah, it wasn't incredible money. I mean, they weren't making the $10,000 a month. They weren't making $2,000, but they're making a grand. They're making $500 a month. You know, if you multiply that out, it's $25,000 to $6,000 around each year. And they were complaining. They were so negative all the time. I couldn't hang around them. And I find that today, my tolerance, they always said, as you start to get older, you start to have less tolerance. You know, I don't even know where I was yesterday. I was in a store or something. And somebody was just like ultra impatient. I was at a grocery store. That's what it was. And they were just so impatient. And I finally just had to say, why did you come out? And they go, well, I had to get all this stuff, but then, you know, I didn't want to do this. And I said, then why'd you do it? He goes, well, because you didn't plan, right? Everybody forgets something, but you went out after. I said, but why are you taking it out on this poor lady who's just trying to, who doesn't want to work today? She'd like to be with her family. And everybody in this line has got to listen. And my daughter's always said, you know, Dad, someday you're going to get shot. And I go, well, that may be true, but I don't reward bad behavior. And they say, and my daughter Jamie goes, yeah, I know, Dad. In fact, you've got Ty saying that. I come up to him, tell him to go make his bed or something, and he goes, I don't reward bad behavior, Mom. So that's the twist. But, I mean, that's where, you know, I look at things and ways we can influence other people. And I think that keeping that positive attitude, Bob, is probably the best way you know, that you can help other people in this lifetime. I believe so. You know how it is, right?
Yep. Hey, speaking of one strike rule, can I just ask the question?
Batter up.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. You're going anyhow, so go ahead.
So with the presidential pardon of the two turkeys, you know, I never could figure that out. I mean, what is that? Do they go to like a butterball farm and pick them out, or do they go to Northwestern or some organic place or Wamplers, or, you know, I mean, how does that work? What's the turkey do? Does he know that he's been pardoned, and so like he gets to sit back on a beach? I don't get this stuff.
It all depends on the type of attorney that the turkey has. Okay, because I heard the last one, he renegotiated because he wanted something different than what they're willing to give him. You know, so okay. He sort of was taking that leverage and time, and he knew he had public opinion in his poll. But, you know, part of the problem with that is you probably don't realize this, Bob, but there's an entire branch of the government. We spend about $1 billion a year, I think, to save two turkeys so we can do this pardon thing. No, but it's okay.
I'm not surprised.
It's justified. Yeah, you're not surprised, so no, either am I. You know, but... it's okay. I had a little bit of a turkey today, you know. That was it, just a tiny bit of turkey. You know, it's sort of like you go down to Chick-fil-A and they always say, you know, eat chicken with the two cows. You know, I think they're out there doing the same thing. Eat turkey. You know, but, hey listen.
Hey, Dave, have you ever had a deep-fried turkey?
No, I haven't, but I've seen a lot of them explode on YouTube.
Well, I know, if you don't know what you're doing. But, you know, a couple of years ago, Travis decided to, you know, to start that, you know, and I said, how good can a deep fried turkey be? Oh my gosh. He injects these things, you know, he brines them out and injects them. And then he deep fries these things. They're unbelievable. They're the best or better than roasting, I think, anyway. And I'm a cook. Anyway, you know, thinking about the turkeys that got pardoned got me thinking about throwing them in a deep fryer.
Well, you're a nice guy, you know. you're a real nice guy. I'll have to get a hold of Travis because maybe, you know, when I come visit, I get him to deep fry me a turkey just so I can be the judge of my own character. That'd be great.
Okay. You know,
we always look forward to you. You know, I will tell you that yesterday I was going to give you a call because for lunchtime I made up some scallops, you know, and I'm sitting there, you know, pan frying them, searing them. And I'm thinking, what did Granger add to his? Because all I know is that we were out in Cuddy Hunk in the island. Boy, they were incredible scallops. I said, I don't know what you put in there. And then I thought to myself, wait a second. I may not want to know what he put in those scallops. You know? I mean,
I
didn't know what it was. It was herbs and spices, but I knew what they were. But I didn't really watch you too well, so I'm not sure. But they were really good when we were out there. So I could have had that today, too. I would have been just as happy.
Well, I know one thing. I'm going to be very, very happy when I recover from eating today.
Well, you will recover. You're an expert at that. You know, there's no question. You know, well, listen, let me just throw another question out to you because, again, we do want to do a little bit of training here and there. One of the things that I think about more and more is during this period of time between Thanksgiving and New Year's, you know, a lot of people really back it down. You know, what are your thoughts on what you do during this month and a half between now and the new year? You know, and New Year's always kickoff, network marketing companies always kick in a higher gear. But, you know, what would you do in this period of time now that isn't doing nothing? What is it you do, Bob?
Well, that's a great thought because so many people say that this is the quote worst time of the year. To be honest, I think it's kind of a great time of the year. Number one, people are reflecting about what's happened this past year. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, I'm always referring back to the fact that everyone's got the same 168 hours. And so in this time, now is the time to take those few hours that you dedicate to your business. I mean, just because it's the holidays, you don't go to work. You don't stop going to work. You know, you have to go to work. And if you treat your business, you know, your MLM like a business, you'll still continue to do it. The idea is that this is the time that you're exposed to a lot more people. You know, a lot of friends, a lot of old relatives, things like this. You have to find out exactly where they are in life, and you don't just start blurping business on them at that time. But it's a great way to reflect back. And the idea is if you stay with it now, in January, everybody's looking to start over. It's a fresh year. They want to get going. They want to change their life. If you keep just that little bit of momentum going now, and I have some great team members that are doing that exact thing. I mean, Dwayne Scott and his team of young guys, Jonah and Tim and all these guys, you know, they're doing a tremendous job. They're just tweaking it. They're just tweaking it. Davey Moore is tweaking it. John and Jane down in New York, they're tweaking it. Laura is always tweaking it. You know, we just keep it out there. And as long as you have to do is just keep it out there, it keeps your flavor in it. And then all of a sudden you'd be surprised. All of a sudden somebody says, hey, you know what? I am going to fire this up. You know, and then you get into the new year and you're right tracked where you need to be. You know,
so you're telling me that's all I do. You don't write people off, Bob?
No, I never write anyone off.
That's a loaded question because you know how I feel about that. That's loaded.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no.
You know what,
Dave? We always say life gets in the way all the time. You know, a lot of times people, they'd like to be able to do this, but just certain times, whatever it is, you know, like physical or maybe financial or all these little things crop up. And it's difficult, but that's that same person, though, that when their back is against the wall, they have to grow that backbone a little bit tougher. And say, you know, I do have a tool here, and I have help. I have help out there. And then it's up to them to reach out and say, hey, listen, would you get me tracked? I'm telling you, people like you and I and all of our leaders, you know, Laura and Ari and people like Tom, you know, all these different people, Rob, I could go on and on about all the leaders in this business. And they would love to help people. But so often people get mired and they won't reach out. That's one of the saddest things about this business to me, is that people that need the help and we're willing to help them, they won't reach out, you know, for whatever reason. Sometimes they think we're too busy. We're never too busy, ever.
Yeah, it's sad. No, I mean, I agree. I have no problem helping anybody I think really wants the help. You know, and sometimes I'm the one that wants the help. You know, that's something that people don't always realize. They think that, you know, between you and I and all the other leaders, you know, like the Pat Flanders and Kirks and those people, things are going so well all the time. Well, I hate to break it to everybody. This can be a tough profession. But you know what, though? I'd take this any day long when my daughter can say, hey, Dad, why don't you pop down here for Christmas? Because I'm going to go on a cruise in January for sure. She said, why don't you come down here and fly out of Charlotte? I said, okay. And people say, well, can you just do that? I said, yeah, I can. I can because not only of what I've done in the past, but also because of what we've done in the present. And that's the gift I want to give people, you know, no pun intended.
Yep.
But, I mean, it's just that. I think that, you know, negativity, again, is what kills good people. And if they're making $200 a month and they're so discouraged, I think that then we've screwed up, Bob. I mean, I really do. I think it's our fault if we've made people feel bad for making $100 a month. I mean, that means in 4 months they've made their money back. You know, and so they stick with it for years. How much profit is that? I mean, would you like to invest right now in your traditional business, in your traditional energy company, Eastern Energy Solutions? Would you like to invest $1,000 knowing it's going to bring you $100,000 over the next 10 years? Would you do that right now?
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the point.
Yep.
I don't think we do a good enough job of really teaching people the mathematics of our profession. And that's what I think we need to change.
You know what?
We need to change.
We need to do a session on that one of our shows, Dave. Just talk about it. You know, and talk about – I know you've done training sessions before on what a couple hundred dollars would do for families. And I think we need to focus on that a little bit more. You know,
I agree. I mean, we can devote a whole show to it, and I'll get some other special guests. Well, you know, it's funny that I do have some interesting people that are going to come on. And, you know, just earlier today, I mean, everybody knows Eric Worre did his big mastery event last week, and he had 7,500, 8,000 people there. I watched the replay. You know, I wasn't able to fly out there because of my health, but I mean, I watched the replay, and it was just incredible, incredible information, especially his texting thing they did. And I forgot, they ended up getting like 28,000 appointments in a half hour from all the people in there. But that's a whole other story. But what was fun is I got a text from Eric about 2 hours ago. And I just told him to have a great Thanksgiving. He said, He said, yeah, and I congratulated him on this last week. And it was fun when he says, it was a great event, he said, and of course it's a full holiday. He said, but, man, I need some alone time. You know, and that's a lot of people yep. don't realize is that, you know, I'm the same way. I mean, I love being out there among everybody. And when we're up on stage or presenting, you know, we have a great time with it. But, man, I tell you something. I also like when I can shut down completely, and that's how I'm wired. And, you know, I think it's important to sort of share that that's how it is for people. You know, Bob, yeah. I know you. You're not – well, you're probably always on. I don't know anybody that has your energy level. It's scary. You know, I have no idea how that works. Just,
it's a decision.
What time,
that's all.
Yeah, what time did you get up this morning?
I was up at 4 o'clock. I was in the office about 20 after 4.
Thanksgiving, man.
I know. Well, I had to snow blow the driveway, and you know, I had some emails to put. You know, typical stuff. But
yeah, I know. I got a bunch of emails. I know that works.
Hey, listen. When you get to my age, you know, every day is a smaller percentage of your life, and they go real fast. You know, and so
you don't want to sleep. I get it.
You know, so you better enjoy it now. You know.
Well, I guess you can pack in an extra 5 years if you get up an hour earlier every day. So 2 hours one day, you'll be sleeping 15 minutes, and the rest of the time you'll be going full bore, which is good.
That's one thing that I've really come to understand is that for whatever reason, Bob has been given the gift, and he should be very thankful for this. He's been given the gift of having a high level of energy because, you know, I don't know that many people that can get up that early every morning and run and drive and work and talk on the phone and do that right up until whenever it is that he has to. I'm going to start calling him like the Energizer Bunny. Well, the bunny part doesn't really fit, but the Energizer, maybe so. You know, it's always fun listening to my buddy Bob. You know, he tends to keep me in a positive mode. It's funny because I know he always talks about I talk him off the ledge, but, you know, I think it's reciprocated quite a bit, you know, so I'm thankful for that as well. Another thing I want all of us to think about is that we need to be very thankful for all of those first responders, our military, our past veterans, all of those that go out there and protect us, who take care of us, who look out for us. We need to be doing the same for them as well. So if you have any opportunity, and again, I'm going to throw a big kudos to our good friend Pat Flander. He's up there with his family making turkey dinners for the local residents up there in St. Johnsville. I mean, I think he said this was his 10th year he's been providing that. And that's big kudos out to Pat for looking out for everybody. I know it was fun watching what Charlie did, his military, his appreciation, Armed Forces Appreciation Day he did this past summer. I know we're going to be looking at doing more and more of that because we need to be thankful that we have people out there that are willing to do things that end up helping us and protect us. So with our show sort of winding down, it's a little bit low-key tonight. We definitely are going to kick into high gear coming up. We got the wrap-up coming up in next week. It will be the wrap-up on our business plan, our personal business plan. There will be an email going out to everybody shortly to all of our Club Black Sheep members. So you want to go ahead and join that. Again, it's free, not a zilch, not a penny needed. It's just our way to be able to easily communicate and provide more information for you. And we're going to do that. We're going to do a lot of workshops tied in with Two Black Sheep Radio. So make sure you go ahead and join Club Black Sheep. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. I think if you've been a listener for quite a while, you probably understand the fun part is a big part of what we do. But I'm going to wrap it up tonight with this. There was a great clip that was done by one of the all-time greatest comedians. And sad to say, as I get older, I realize there's a lot of younger people that don't even know who this is. I got to meet him years back because he also was an artist. His name was Red Skelton, and he was a huge patriot. He just loved this country. He also loved the fact that we've been given the ability to do things for ourselves and to look out for our fellow human beings. So listen up to this. It's a great clip. And then I'll do a short close, and we'll let you go back to having lemon meringue pie, cherry pie, apple pie, turkey, leftovers, you know what I mean. Okay, so hold tight for Red Skelton.
In the year of 1620, a group of hardy, determined people crossed the Atlantic in quest of the land where they might live freely and worship above a whisper. These pilgrims found such a home known as the United States of America. And the history tells us that our forefathers gave humble thanks to God on the last Thursday of November of that year for their deliverance. To me, this Thanksgiving, 332 years later, is one of the most important Thanksgiving we'll ever celebrate. And when we offer thanks this time, let's also ask God to give us the strength to keep a firm hold on the freedom which we are now being threatened. If this country is conquered by aggressors, there can be no other pilgrimage, for there will be no more free lands that they may go to. Now, on behalf of our sponsors, Tide, the advertising agencies, and the entire cast, may we wish you a very pleasant Thanksgiving. Good night.
Well, thanks, everybody, for joining Bob and I tonight. We sure had a great time. We hope you did as well. We look forward to doing some great things over the next couple of weeks. You know, next week's show, actually, I'll be live down in New Orleans, so that could prove to be a real interesting show for sure. So make sure you tune in with Bob and I next week. And also, remember, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., you get a chance to sleep in. I know it's probably a day off anyhow, but what a great time to listen to the Morning Blend with Tom and Andy Didone. It sure has been a hit already, and I'm sure you'll enjoy listening to it tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at TwoBlackSheepRadio.com. Well, listen, everybody, it was a great evening. I appreciate all of you spending a little bit of your Thanksgiving time with us. Now it's time to kick back. I'm sure that all of you are probably ready to go to sleep if you haven't passed out already. But it's okay, because we're black sheep, so we understand that. And just remember this, that being a black sheep, it's not a bad thing. It just makes us all a little bit more unique. We'll see you all later. Bye-bye.